A major U.S.-based religious liberties group is opposing a lawsuit brought by a group of Muslim religious leaders alleging discrimination at a Minneapolis airport. The group, which has been dubbed the Flying Imams, say they were discriminated against when they were removed from a plane last November after exhibiting what was termed suspicious behavior. The suit names the airport, the airline, as well as passengers who reported their suspicious behavior. And this precisely is to what the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty objects. Beckett Fund President Kevin Seamus Hassan says naming individuals who report suspicious behavior in a lawsuit is dangerous.
Conceivably, they have a case to make against the airline or against the government. Conceivably. They don't have a case to make against their fellow passengers. Their fellow passengers were behaving the way passengers were supposed to behave, especially after 9/11. They were worried about suspicious behavior, and they communicate their suspicions to the authorities, and then it's up to the authorities to decide whether to act on it or not. So we've come in as the Beckett Fund and said, filed a brief in the federal court saying, in our 12 years of existence, we have defended Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, Jews, Sikhs, Native Americans, Unitarians, Zoroastrians, about everybody you can imagine. And this first time we've ever come in opposition to somebody else's claim for religious liberty. We've come in this time to say, this is not religious freedom, this is an abuse. This is an argument for chaos in the name of religious freedom, and it can't be allowed to continue.